Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to be alert, be sober minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around looking for someone to devour, but we don't have to be that someone.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the word.
I know that so many of us, I get so many emails all the time asking for prayer and questions about their children and their grandchildren. I get them from grandparents and grandfathers and mothers, and they're really concerned about them. Maybe some of them were born again, and maybe they've strayed off, maybe they've become prodigal children, but I do know that there is a way to get them back, and that's only through prayer. It really doesn't matter what your child has gotten themselves into. If it's some type of addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever it might be, it really is really not important, because whatever they're battling with, nothing is impossible for our God. They shall be delivered, and that's my point. So we don't have to be concerned about our child, our children. They've got themselves dug in this hole and they're not paying attention to anybody. And they just, you know, there's no hope for them. But as long as there's a breath in them, there is hope. And as long as there's a breath in you, and as long as you got a mouth and you can speak, you can move any mountain. You can get any mountain out of your way. But let me say this. Before condemnation comes and tells you that you're not righteous, because the enemy, he always comes to argue with you. He always comes to tell you, you know, when the Bible says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, then he's going to come immediately and say, well, the Bible says that the seed of the righteous is going to be delivered. You're not righteous. Well, righteous really is just right standing with God. And it says here, let me give you the definition for righteous. Righteous means as justified, and it means and vindicated by God. If you're born again and a believer, that's what I'm saying. If you're born again and you're a believer, you are righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. God says so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, English Standard Version, it says, for our own sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Know this, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are without a doubt the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. So mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, you can cover your children in prayer. So get busy. I want you to get busy today declaring God's word over your children and get into this war. Declare it over your nieces and your nephews. And again, do not forget Acts 16:31, where it says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. You know, we spoke about this earlier. Declare it over your children and over your loved ones. You know, I really pray today that you understand that the power of what I've just told you about the scriptures and about you having the power and authority, that you have a say in this, that Satan, he has power, but he has no authority. But you You have power and you have authority. You have both, but he has none. Your child shall be delivered. Your child shall escape from whatever has them bound. That's a promise from God. But in order to, for that promise to be fulfilled, you're going to have to pray God's word over that child, and you're going to have to confess out loud those words over your children, and you need to do it on a daily basis, and you will see changes in that child. You will see them. Some of them will be like overnight. Some of them might take a little bit longer, but just don't give up. If you stand on this word and confess it over them, pray over them, be determined not to give up no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, what you feel. I hope you're hearing me. You know, here is some admonition that you can give against the devil. I used this scripture, I think, in the first part of the message in Jeremiah 31:16. It says, this is what the Lord says. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. They will return. It's a promise. They will return from the land of the enemy. That, my friends, is some good news. He's saying here, restrain your voice. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. He said, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. He's saying that your prayers that you're praying over your children are not going to be in vain. He's saying here that, your work is going to be rewarded. In other words, their prayers are going to be rewarded, and your reward is going to be when your children accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they get drug out of that pit that they've dug themselves in, or get off that wrong road or path that the enemy has gotten them on. And I know in the last few years that things have been going spinning out of control, but it's time that we spin them back in control again, and realize that we don't have to tolerate a lot of this stuff that the enemy is putting on us. We don't have to tolerate it. We're children of the high God. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have God Almighty, the Creator of the universe. So we don't have to put up. We don't have to tolerate this stuff that the enemy's throwing at us or our children. Whether it's, praying for the salvation and deliverance of our children, or deliverance for ourselves from some health issue or some financial issue, it's all the same. God's Word works in every one of those situations. Praise the Lord. It says here, they will return from the land of the enemy, as I said before, and that, my friends, is some good news. Saints, this is a promise. They're not just empty words. Please keep that in mind. It's not just a promise. This is a promise, and these promises are not just empty words. They're truth. They're a fact. And here's some more facts and some more promises. Write this down. In Isaiah 44, verse 3 says, for I will give you abundant water for your thirst and for your parched fields, and I will pour out my spirit and my blessings on your children. Think about that. He says, I will pour out my spirit. Jesus said, I'll pour out my spirit and my blessings on your children. Think about that. And Isaiah 49:25 says, but the Lord says, even the captives of the mightiest and the most terrible shall all be freed. That's shouting news right there. He says, for I will fight. He said, they're going to be free because God says, I will fight those who fight you, and I will save your children. Let me go back and read that again in Isaiah 49:25. But the Lord says that even the captives of the mightiest and most terrible, he says, shall be freed. He says, for I will fight for those who fight you, and I will save your children. That is a promise. And the Bible tells us in Numbers 23:19 that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should change his mind. He says, have I not said, and has it not come about? So God says this, and you can count on it. You can take it to the bank, as they say. And I hope that you're hearing me, because these are promises straight from the mouth of God, straight from the mouth of our Father. Mamas and daddies, we have authority in the Spirit. Even if your child is grown and of age, it matters not. It doesn't really matter where they're adults and they're left home, or it doesn't matter if they're still there. He loves our children even more than we do. He really does. Always declare the word and pray for them according to the will of the Father. And please keep this in mind. Make note of it. Never, never, never pray your own will. You don't ever want to pray your own will. And it will always work out. It really will. And it'll always work out because God will always back up His word. He don't back up your words, but He will back up His words.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled, The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word Ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.